For the next couple of days, Thursday and Friday of this week, I will be at Cork Meet. Cork Meet 2013. And Cork Meet it's a business conference, but more importantly, it's a business coming together. It's a structured forum where you can meet other businesses that you're very interested in talking to. So how does it work? Well, you get over 2 days, a minimum of 16 and a maximum, I think, of 20 pre-arranged half-hour meetings with businesses that you're interested in talking to. That's the concept. I've actually done Cork Meet in the past, and for me it's been very successful, I have to say. I got two really, really nice assignments. You could call them dream assignments from Cork Meet. One was with a transport company that I don't think exists any longer, but I was very keen to do a behind the scenes at a transport company to show the magic that goes on in transporting goods overnight between destinations and delivering them to the end user and to customers. And I was able to get an assignment, a paid assignment, over several days out of Cork Meet 1 year doing that. Another dream assignment came from a five-star hotel, Fota Island Resort, who have been fabulous clients of mine ever since. And I was able to do a documentary series behind the scenes. And the concept there was all five-star hotels will show you on their website, will show you beautiful rooms, but that's kind of a given. A beautiful room in a five-star hotel is what you would come to expect. But what makes the experience of a hotel, of any hotel, and of any business, of course, is the people. The people, the staff, they make a hotel experience. So I was very keen to photograph behind the scenes, and Fota Island Resort really got that, absolutely bought into it, completely understood what I wanted to do with them. And that turned out to be another long-term paid-for contract as a documentary photographer. So this year, I'm quite excited because, like I say, two previous occasions that I've attended, I've actually picked up really interesting assignments. So I'm here at home, and I have in front of me the delegates pack for Cork Meet 2013, and it comes in two bits. I have in my hand now a transparent folder, and in it I can see my delegates' lanyard. Roger Overall, the digital storyteller. I'm actually attending this year not as a documentary photographer, but as a digital storyteller, so I'm casting my net slightly wider this year. And also, and this is the really exciting thing to have in my hand now, is my timetable, my schedule of meetings, and I'm very excited to see who is on there. So let's open up the folder and see who I will be meeting over the next couple of days. My first meeting is with Sebastian Elsner of smokefreeproject.org. Now, this is a meeting I haven't requested. This is a meeting that's been requested of me because it's a two-way street, of course. You can ask to meet companies, but of course that means other companies are asking to meet you. And that's really kind of exciting. It's almost the validation of you being there because somebody has actively sought out to speak with you. Now, they might be there to sell to you, or they might be looking for a collaboration. They might be looking to help you add value. There's a load of reasons why people might want to talk to you. They may even want to talk to you to see what you can do for them. It's a half-hour conversation, and who knows what will come of it. So it's really nice. So Sebastian, you are my first meeting tomorrow on Thursday, the 11th of April. Very excited to be talking to you. And of course, now that I've got my list, it gives me a chance also just to check up on the companies that have requested meetings. So I come prepared. And also, I would have chosen 20 companies that I wanted to talk to, but of course, not all of them would have been able to fit into a schedule for me. So now I know which companies I am going to talk to. And that's great because it gives me an opportunity beforehand just to, you know, make sure that I can tailor the conversation exactly to what I'm hoping to offer to them or the value that I hope to bring to them. So smokefreeproject.org is my first meeting. Now, my next meeting is with Bramley and Gage, who are a Bristol company. And they are in the drink space. I'm fairly sure they're a drinks company. And I'm fairly sure I was very excited when I saw them in the catalogue. Now, they're a UK-based company who are coming over to Cork, and I'm going to be speaking to Michael Kane. who's the managing director, and that's Kain, K-A-I-N. And I don't know what it is in the drinks industry, but yesterday I had coffee with another Michael Kain, and he runs Curious Wines. He's one of the two brothers behind the Curious Wines wine company here in Cork. Fabulous guy, fabulous business. So I'm really interested to talk to Michael. I wouldn't normally have requested a UK company, but I think what they're doing sounds so interesting that, or sounded so interesting that I just realised I really want to talk to these guys and see if there's any kind of thing, any kind of value that I can bring to them. Now, the next company, the next meeting I have is actually was my top meeting, I think, was the, because you can rate the meetings on the system. When you go into the Cork Meet system to select the companies that you'd like to speak to, you can actually then rank them in your order of preference. So I have 20 companies selected, and as far as I can remember, at the top of the list was Ballyvolan House, and I'll be meeting Justin Green. Now, Justin has met me before, but I'm not sure he'll remember who I am. And he met me because I photographed a wedding last year at Ballyvolan House. Now, Ballyvolan House is a beautiful, beautiful old house, and the light in this house, I mean, the light in most of these old houses here in Ireland, oh my God, if you could bottle it, you'd make a fortune selling it to photographers. You really would. It's absolutely fantastic. But they've got a lot of really interesting things happening there. It's a beautiful house. It's beautifully maintained. They've got lovely grounds, and they do a lot of things there. I'm sure they do a lot more than just weddings. And at the time, we had a very brief conversation while I was photographing the wedding, and I was there for, oh my goodness, I must have been there for 12, 13, 14 hours. I forget. It was one of those assignments where I was contracted to photograph from very early in the morning all the way through to the dancing. Oh, it was just wonderful. It really, they had a piñata. I remember there was a piñata. Oh my goodness, that was just amazing. They had some Spanish friends, I think, or Mexican. And it would be Mexican, wouldn't it? And they had a piñata, and that was kind of like the final shots that I have are of them attacking this piñata, the couple, and it was just fabulous. What a great evening. What a great evening, I have to say. So I'm really looking forward to speaking to Justin, because we had a brief conversation about doing things, video, I seem to remember specifically. So when I saw that they were attending, I thought, well, here's a good opportunity to sit down with him and say, look, this, you have this wonderful, wonderful story to tell, and my God, I'd love to help you tell it. Fantastic. Then in the afternoon, so that's my three meetings in the morning tomorrow. Then my next meeting is going to be with David Madden of Madden Consulting. And again, he's requested to speak to me. So I don't know anything about Madden Consulting. So I will make it my business to find out before tomorrow what David's business is. And again, it's just so very exciting to be requested. Who else have I got? Then following that, I've got Claire Blair, who is the marketing manager of Enterprise System Partners. Again, that's a meeting that's been requested of me. So I don't know anything about this company. So I will have to delve in. Then in the afternoon, after lunch. Now, interestingly, I have a tweet, and I've already been invited to meet over lunch tomorrow. And that's really, really interesting as well. So I know I have this tweet. It kind of caught the corner of my eye. I haven't responded to it yet because I wanted to. I couldn't contain myself. As soon as I got home, I just had to see who I had on my list and who my meetings were going to be with. So I know there's a load of tweets waiting for me to respond and Instagram comments and that sort of thing. But let me just alleviate my excitement by seeing who's on my list for the meetings. So after lunch, I have two companies that I've requested to speak to, and they're both in the design, marketing, internet, web kind of space. And the reason I've asked to meet that kind of company is I think that digital storytelling, which is all about content creation, but valuable content creation, exciting content creation that really connects with people, I see as a synergy business with a lot of marketing companies and web design businesses. So I specifically asked in my list of 20 companies, I specifically included, I think, at least half a dozen web and marketing companies, just to see and explore the possibilities of synergies. So that's my two meetings immediately after lunch. The first one is with Almeida Design and Branding, and I am speaking to John O'Meara. And at Inside Internet Limited, I'm speaking to Bob Stokes, and they're both basically the top honchos of the company. So I'm very, very fortunate to be spending half an hour with each of those gentlemen. Coffee break. Then I have three more meetings after the coffee break. So my goodness, it is a packed day tomorrow. It is a packed day. Let me just see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 meetings tomorrow. Absolutely chocker. I am meeting Jack Murray, who's the managing director of MediaContact.ie. And again, a company I don't know much about. It rings a bell, but I, you know, now have an opportunity to go and investigate MediaContact. My following meeting then is with Susie Horgan of Springboard PR and Marketing. I've requested that meeting, and that's been set up for me. Same arrangement, really, and kind of philosophy as with Insight and Almeida. And Aramac is my last meeting tomorrow at 4:45, and I'll be speaking to Breeda Tuig, who's the business development person there. And again, Aramac, not quite sure who they are, and I've been requested, so I'm very excited about that. On to the 12th of April. I start on the 12th of April on Friday morning. My first meeting is with Siobhan Hasner, who's the marketing manager at Make It in Cork. She's requested to see me. Make It in Cork. Wow. Great name. Very, very interested to see who she is and, you know, what synergies there might be there. Another design agency after that, Creative Media Limited, who are actually from Northern Ireland. So they've travelled all the way down. And Marcus Isherwood, the managing director, is going to be in Cork for Cork Meet. And again, same kind of arrangement. I wouldn't normally try and connect with a company that far away, not quite yet at this stage of the business, but they seem such an appealing prospect. The opportunity was too good to pass up. So I'm very pleased to be speaking to Marcus. Oh, my next meeting, this sounds interesting. I've been requested all the way from Galway, Greg Muller, who's the managing director of Pure Athlete. 12 years ago, maybe. look at me now, and I fall very far short of the description Pure Athlete. He's requested to see me. I'm very, very interested to talk to him. Interesting name of a company. It's not that I'm averse to exercise. It's just I haven't made time for it over the last decade or so, and it shows. I'm actually getting back into it now, and I've joined a gym. I know, start of the year, middle-aged man joins a gym. It's how stereotypical. I swim as regularly as I can. So one day I'll be a pure athlete again, maybe. After the coffee break on Friday morning, WiseTech Solutions Limited, John Sheehan, has requested to see me. Jim Sheehan. So I don't know anything about WiseTech Solutions, but I will find out. Then the 12 o'clock meeting is with Emma Darcy, who owns Integral Marketing. It's a company I've requested to see. Again, same deal as with all the other web companies, marketing companies, branding companies. Now, at 12:30, and I'm very excited about this, is I am meeting Attila Magyar, who is the owner of Mamuco. Now, Mamuco makes bags out of recycled materials. And I actually have one in my hand because, cleverly, they have provided satchels, canvas. It feels like some kind of canvas, some kind of synthetic canvas. I don't know. I'll have to ask him. They provided satchels to all the delegates for Cork Meet 2013. What a fantastic idea. And it is a lovely looking thing, I have to say. Okay, it's got the Cork Meet logo and all the sponsors on it. And of course, that's, you know, you have to have that. But if it didn't have that, my God, it's beautiful. I don't know what it contains. It's not what the transparent folder with my meeting schedule came in. So I don't know what's in it. So we'll look at that in a minute. But I am thrilled because I like the idea of making objects from recycled materials. And quite honestly, if this product is anything to go by, then it's going to be a fascinating conversation with Attila. I tell you, it really is. And again, one of those companies that just has that appeal to somebody like me that really makes me think, gosh, you've got a story to tell, and I would love to help you tell that story. So those are my 16 meetings. A really, really nice mix. Really nice mix of meetings that I've requested and having been requested. I would say 50-50, if not more companies having requested my presence. I'm just looking at it as a global thing on the sheet here. And that's a really nice thing as well. I think 50-50 is an excellent balance. It does mean that there are lots of companies that I had hoped to speak to that I won't be able to. And in the C-Suite folder, CorkMeet has actually provided an overview of the companies that I wanted to speak to and won't be able to during the organized part of the event. Doesn't mean, of course, that I can't connect with these people outside of the event. And what do I see here now? I actually see, and that's very exciting, I'm sure that the first company that wanted to talk to me that I can't talk to has actually is the company who tweeted me to maybe meet up over lunch. I think so. I won't name them just in case I'm wrong. That would be very embarrassing. So that's very good. So, oh gosh, we've got lots of fantastic companies here. A lot of food companies. I was hoping to connect with a lot of food companies over the weekend. Over the two-day period, simply because that's an area that I'm very interested in. My photography has gone in that area. My videography has gone in that area. I write about it when I can. It's an area that fascinates me. I really, really enjoy talking to food people, and I want to do more in that space. So I had included a lot of food people in my list, and I actually don't think that I'm going to be speaking to a single one of them. Not to worry. Doesn't mean that I won't be able to arrange something afterwards, of course. Also, apart from the list of and contact and information of the companies that I wasn't able to talk to, that I had selected, CorkMeet has also provided an overview of companies who had requested to speak to me and who couldn't be fit in. So I now have in my hand one, two, three, four, half a dozen companies who want to talk to me. Now, how good is that? How good is that? These are companies that if I ring them up, if I get in touch, they should theoretically welcome a coffee meeting with open arms. Now, that is a really, really, really good additional benefit, I think, from CorkMeet to 2013. I don't actually remember this being done the last years that I attended, but to have in my hand half a dozen contacts of people who were interested in talking to me and who couldn't, I think is very valuable indeed. So a nice additional service, and top marks to CorkMeet for that. Makes up entirely for the lack of parking earlier on when I tried to go and register. It was heaving, and the car park at the Rochestown Park Hotel here in Cork is substantial, but it just could not cope, and the traffic was getting a little bit chaotic, and I think the residents of the area around the hotel for the next couple of days are going to be wondering what on earth is going on, because people were parking up and down residential streets. I have in my hand something that absolutely makes up for getting wet while I walked from my car to the hotel. Fantastic. Top marks to CorkMeet for providing me with six companies who want to talk to me. Wonderful. In addition to the 16 meetings that I have signed up for. Now, to give you an idea of cost, this is going to cost my ticket for the 2 days of meetings only. Cost me €245, which works out at, it's going to be less than €20 per meeting. And that's a half-hour meeting with a prospective client. I think there's very, very, very valuable, very good value, there to be had. And then there are some evening events that I'm unable to attend. But so that's that. So that was the transparent folder with my meeting schedule. And as you can tell, I am thrilled. Now, Mamuco, my final meeting of Cork Meet 2013. I have this bag, and it's a bag. It has a black rear and a off-white front, and on the off-white front we have the Cork Meet logo, Cork County Council, Irish Examiner, Today FM, Cork County City and Enterprise Boards, Futuralia, Cork Chamber, Enterprise Europe Network, Intertrade Ireland, and I can see European Union crest, not crest, the flag and emblem as well. So lots going on the front. Not the kind of thing that you'd normally go out with, because I really don't like that kind of branding on bags. But the bag itself, I have to say, I think looks really good. It is of some kind of recycled material. It feels very sturdy. It feels like a quality product. So, and then it has the Mamuco label, which is like a rubberized label sticking out at the side, and feels very nice, looks very nice as well. Now, and I'm not just saying that because I want to meet the company. I am genuinely, it always sounds insincere, doesn't it, when people go, oh, I'm meeting this company. I have one of their products in my hand. It's fantastic. I am genuinely impressed by this bag. Because, you know the normal things that you get at conferences. They're not very high quality, and this is definitely a cut above. I'm zipping it to see what's inside. All right, let's pull out the content. Oh, now the inside of the bag, well, just as well I looked, because there is a pen in there, stuck at the bottom. I'd say this, I'm wondering whether this would actually be waterproof. I have a suspicion this would be waterproof, you know. Anyway, looks fantastic. Inside, we have the entire catalogue of the companies attending Cork Meet. That's very useful to have while you're walking around. You can, of course, via Wi-Fi access the online version, but to actually have a copy in your hand, in your bag, I think is going to be very useful, because you never know when you might have... Look, there are coffee breaks and there are lunch breaks, and that's a great time to hook up and meet with people. So I think that's very, very useful to have. A lot of companies in here. I wonder actually how many companies are attending this year's Cork Meet 2013. I bumped into Lucy O'Donoghue earlier on, who is doing the press and PR, and of course I should have asked, but the question eluded me. I can tell you that we are looking about 128 pages plus about a dozen pages of additional inserts, so those are companies that registered too late to be included in the catalogue proper. So that's... what are we looking at? That's 140 pages of companies that are around Cork at the moment, who I am sure will be very easy to contact. Also, we have a pen and a highlighter and a notepad. Now, that is really, I think, somebody doing some good thinking at Cork Meet 2013, because it means that you turn up and in the bag you have everything you need to make notes at the meeting if you've forgotten your notepad. You've got a pen, you've got a highlighter, which is really useful. And you've made a load of notes, and there are a couple of things that you just want to highlight so you can quickly reference them. A highlighter is a fantastic device for that. So top marks there. And then the final item is a sheet of paper. And, well, I think they deserve a mention. It's actually a sheet of paper advertising, no doubt, the suppliers of the highlighter, the pen, and the notepad. And they are, and I think they do deserve a mention, because, you know, it's a good thing to have done, I think, anyway. Office Depot, there we are. And you can find them at online.officedepot.ie. I'm sure they're a fabulously wealthy company that can do this sort of thing, but nevertheless, they took the time to do it. So there we are. That's the content of my two bags that I got, my folder and my Mamuco bag, which I really, really like, for Cork Meet this year, 2013. I will be tweeting and Instagramming and putting up Bambooza videos and Vine videos and all sorts from this year's event, doing lots of things. And I hope to also speak to as many businesses as well. With a bit of luck, I'll be able to do short interviews with the companies that I'm meeting, and that'd be great. I'll have to see, because I do know from experience that when you've got several hundred meetings going on in the same room, can you imagine the noise? Oh my goodness, the noise is spectacular. So it's going to be one of those things where I'm not sure doing individual interviews during the half-hour meetings is actually going to be possible, but we will see. Anyway, I will leave you with that. That's what I'm up to for the next couple of days. It's all part and parcel of my marketing for this year, and I am really looking forward to Cork Meet 2013.